The Gemara on the top of Daf Yud Amud Beis brings down the what happened with them, and they found the bluey karach in the midbar. And what they used to say was the Meish Emes, Saras Emes, Hein Badaim. And the Gemara says it called Talsin Yom Mahadol Gehenim Kabasa Besachelachas Ramihachim Meish Emes, Saras Emes, Hein Badaim. So every 30 days, the Gehenim would bring them up, and they would say this statement of Meish Emes, Saras Emes, and their Badaim. What does it mean every 30 days? So the Rashbam says on the same Gemara Babas and Daf Ein Dal, he says that means Kol Rosh Chodesh would take place every Rosh Chodesh. And it sounds like there's some inyan to Bedafkan Rosh Chodesh, and that is the day when Karech Vadasa came to the Gilui, that they were not correct and Moshe Rabbeinu really was correct. And the shaila is, why Dafkan Rosh Chodesh? What's the shaykhus between Rosh Chodesh and their Hakara, that Moshe is Emes and that they were mistaken? And I was thinking the Pshat could be like this. The Gemara says earlier over here on Kuf Yud Amud Aleph that Ma'idich Sev Shemesh Yareach Amad Zvula V'chulei. And the Gemara says that Melamed Shaolu Shemesh Reich Lizvul. The Shemesh and the Reich came to the Zvul and Amr Lifon of Ribbono Shalom Imat Aisadin Ben Amam Neitzeh Ben Lav Lo Neitzeh. They basically were Meicha for the Kavod Meshur Rabbeinu, and they said that if you're not going to prove that Karech is wrong, then we're not going to come up and do what we're supposed to do. We're not going to be Meir. So it's Mavur, the Bedaf and the Shemesh Reich were the ones that were Mekana for the Kavod Meshur Rabbeinu, Kenaga Karech. They felt that Karech is doing an Avla. So why Dafka and the Shemesh Reich? Why are they the ones that were Meicha Kenaga the Avla of Karech? So in the Sefer Marva Shemesh, Alatari over there, he explains that what Karech's taina was that he felt that he wanted to be a Kohen Gadol, just like Aaron. Even though Aaron was a Kohen, he also wanted to be a Kohen, and he could have two Kohanim Gadol. That was really his taina. And he was mistaken because as a Musig of Enshtei Melachim, Mishtam Shem Keser Echad, you can't have a Musig where there's two Kohanim, two people in charge. There's always going to be a hierarchy. There's one who's the Kohen Gadol, then there's people that are lower, people that are under him. The Karech didn't have that. He felt that they could both be Kohanim. Why can't you have two? Why should just one be the Iker Kain? That was the Tais of Karech. And it was for that reason that Dafka, the Shemesh, and the Erech came to be Meich against Karech, because they were the ones who understood this and knew this idea of Ein Shnei Melachim Mishtam Shem Kesser Echad, because that was the whole time of the Levana. Levana Taina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't have the Shemesh and Erech both be Mishtam Shem Kesser Echad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maskim, and for that reason Hashem was Memayit the Levana. And now you have one greater and one smaller, which is the way it should be, but you can't have two Shnei Melachim B'Keser Echad. So the whole Mitzvah of the Shemesh and Erech goes Keneged the Tain of Karech, and that's why they're the ones that are Meicha Keneged Karech for the Kabbalah Meshur Rabbeinu. And this Indian Amid HaLavana, even though it's true all the time, but if Iker comes out on Rosh Chodesh is the day where it's Nikar B'Yaisa the Amid HaLavana, and that's why the Gemara says in Shavuos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he should bring a Karban Chatas on Rosh Chodesh to be Mechaber in the Amid HaLavana, because that is the day where it's Nikar B'Yaisa the Indian Amid HaLavana. So being that it's Nikar B'Yaisa, the Inyan Amid HaLavana and Rosh Chodesh, and the Amid HaLavana is what is Saisa, the Tain of Karech, so it could be that that's why B'Dafka and Rosh Chodesh, the Blue of Karech, come with this Hakara, the Meish Emes, Saras Emes, Mehen Badayim, because through that Inyan of Amid HaLavana, it's Nikar that Karech was mistaken, his Taina was not a Taina, and that's why the Gemara says that there was B'Dafka every Kol Tos and Yomim, B'Dafka every 30 days, which was Rosh Chodesh of Hidrash Bam, that was the day that it's Nikar B'Yaisa, the Tais of Karech.